Chapter 5 Steven Spielberg. The words childish and childlike differ only by a few letters, yet there is a vast difference in meaning. A childish person has difficulty functioning as a mature adult. In contrast, a childlike person maintains the wonder and enchantment of childhood even as a responsible adult member of society. Although he is one of the most successful film directors ever, Steven Spielberg is an extremely childlike man and has given us some of the most charming and enchanting movies of all time. Spielberg, the son of an engineer father and a concert pianist mother, is a lifelong movie fan. As a child, he made home movies and was only 12 when he made his first movie using actors and a script. While attending California State College, he made Amblin, which was shown at the 1969 Atlanta Film Festival. This led to a film studio contract directing many TV shows. His first feature film was The Sugarland Express, but a big career break came the following year when he directed Jaws. Jaws, a thrilling story about a shark terrorizing a New England beach town, only cost $8.5 million to make, but earned over $130 million and changed Hollywood forever. The era of the blockbuster movie had arrived. After Jaws came the popular science fiction drama Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which earned Spielberg his first Oscar nomination as Best Director. His next film, 1941, was a box office failure, but during the 80s, he dominated Hollywood filmmaking. Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first of three Indiana Jones adventure tales. Produced by his friend George Lucas, director of Star Wars, the movie earned Spielberg his second Oscar nomination. Next was E.T., the Extraterrestrial, which for many years was the biggest moneymaker in Hollywood history. Spielberg was also nominated for his third Oscar. According to those close to him, this gentle fantasy most closely reflects his personality. Spielberg is also a savvy businessman. For a few weeks in 1982, he was collecting $1 million per day in personal profits for E.T. and Poltergeist. In 1984, he formed his own production company, Amblin, named after his first professional film. As a director, Spielberg changed direction with The Color Purple, the story of a black woman in the traditional South. Critics claim he softened the harsh reality of the original novel, yet most found it a touching film. It won Best Picture Oscar, although Spielberg wasn't even nominated for Best Director. His next few films weren't the blockbusters people expected, but Spielberg came back with Jurassic Park. This story of genetically altered dinosaurs running amok earned $200 million in only 23 days and has surpassed E.T. as the all-time video rental champion. Having proven his mastery of the summer blockbuster movie, he once again turned serious. Schindler's List, a story of the Jews in Nazi Germany during World War II, is a masterpiece for which Spielberg finally won his Oscar for Best Director. A Jew himself, Spielberg is now active in the movement to remember and document the Holocaust. Spielberg makes the movies he would like to go see. He uses film technology as an ultimate toy through which he can communicate with kids of all ages.